It is being marked as the most powerful games console in the world. How does the Xbox One X earn that badge?
So it earns that badge by, there's a term in computing called a teraflop, which is effectively a measure of computing performance. It tells you how much power you've got now in a piece of hardware. And if we just look objectively at that, you know, the Xbox One that's out today is about 1.4 teraflops. But the Xbox One X is 6 teraflops, which makes it 40% more powerful than its nearest console rival. So it is, you know, far and away the most powerful device. But we designed it that way because we felt 6 teraflops was the optimal power to deliver a true 4K fidelity for games.
So, Jeremy, if I already own an Xbox One, as I do, should I be looking to upgrade? Am I missing out on something if I don't upgrade straight away?
Look, it really depends on your individual preferences and individual circumstances. So we've designed the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X really for different segments of the market. The X is designed for people that want the most from their gaming experience in the living room. So you do get, you know, higher fidelity graphics, you know, better frame rates, faster load times, etc. But the S plays all the same games. It's still a member of the Xbox One family. It's just a better value option. So I'd say if you do have a 4K TV, which more and more households do these days, then absolutely the Xbox One X will help you get the most out of that piece of hardware.
Okay, and for those who aren't very tech savvy, how does the Xbox One X work in terms of games compared to the Xbox One or Xbox One S? Will all games play on both consoles with the Xbox One X, perhaps unlocking, as you say, more potential in terms of the visuals from some games?
Yeah, they will. So we've absolutely designed this to be a part of the same family. So all of your games work, all of your accessories work, all of the same services work across both consoles. But you will get more out of your experience on an Xbox One X. So you will have true 4K resolutions. You will have higher frame rates, you know, high dynamic range, wide color gamut, faster load times, 4K video capture and streaming. You'll get more out of that experience. We've even gone back and we have a range of backward compatible games as well. Even some of those games that are now, you know, up to 15 years old, some of the original Xbox titles that are backwards compatible, even those titles will run better on the new console without any engineering or development work by those teams.
I was looking on the Xbox store the other day, and I did notice that a lot of the games that I really enjoyed on the old Xbox 360 can now be enjoyed on the latest Xbox.
Yeah, I think that's a key initiative. We firmly believe that, you know, your library of games, you should be able to travel with you, you know, forward and backwards across console generations. We know it's a huge pain point that, you know, people feel as though I've invested, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in a game library, that by moving to a new generation, you lose that value. So, and we firmly believe that we've gone back and made, you know, hundreds of titles available across new hardware. And that's our commitment moving forward as well, is, you know, those games will continue to work across future iterations of consoles as well. Because, you know, there are some classics there. People do want to go back and play a, you know, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic or a Ninja Gaiden Black or things like that.
Now the Xbox One X has been out in the wild for just a short time now. What has the take-up been like locally and across the globe so far?
Yeah, we've had a really great response from fans here in Australia and around the world. It is our largest global launch ever that we've had for Xbox. So we've launched in 35 markets this week. And so, you know, with any kind of global hardware launch like this, it often means that supply doesn't quite meet demand. So, you know, we do expect, we're certainly seeing pockets of out of stock already in Australia. We don't expect that by Christmas you'll be able to find one on the shelf. So we do encourage kind of people to get in early if they want one. And that's just the nature of, you know, our supply will have to catch up with the demand. But certainly people are, the most rewarding thing is people are getting the console home and they're putting on some of the game experiences that are enhanced for the console and just saying it's absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, we're pleased that once people get it home, having a great experience.
Speaking of those titles, I know you can't play favourites with the children, but what are some of the key titles that do really show off the power of the Xbox One X?
So I'm a racing game fan. So the first title I put in was Forza Motorsport 7. And I have to say, just absolutely looks phenomenal. Like, Forza looks great just on the standard console, but boy, you put this in and it is shiny and new and spectacular. So just the way that they've used the, you know, it's true 4K, it's 60 frames a second, it's high dynamic range, it's wide color gamut. It just looks absolutely sensational. And the other one that a lot of people have recommended to me and looks fantastic as well is Assassin's Creed Origins. So really going back to ancient Egypt and seeing that in quite spectacular detail from the Ubisoft team is another one I can recommend.
I have to say, I've been just enjoying Forza Motorsport 7 just in high definition on the original Xbox One console. So I can only begin to imagine how amazing it's going to look in 4K on a great TV. Also, if I was going to slip a few Xbox One games under the tree this year, what else might you recommend is worth a look at?
So I would recommend the PC phenomenon PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. It's just been a phenomenon in terms of the battle royale style, 100 people parachute into a map and it's last man standing. It's been a phenomenon on PC. It's sold tens of millions of units now. So that will be out exclusively on Xbox One, December 12th. And the other one that I'm partial to is Star Wars. So Star Wars Battlefront 2 will be out later this month. Again, another title that looks fantastic in 4K on the Xbox One X.
Those they both definitely sound like games worth checking out. Jeremy, thanks again for your time and all the best for leading up to Christmas and hopefully you ship plenty more of the new Xbox One X's and they don't completely sell out for those who are after it.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.